afternoon, and welcome back to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Kelly Schultz with you here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Broadcast courtesy of RP Broadcasting and the Beaver Radio Network. We've seen some good games here so far. Winner earlier this morning in the Headwaters bracket was Wayzata with a 6-3 win over Superior. In the Headwaters bracket consolation game, it was Bismarck White defeating Virginia 4-2. And then our last game was East Grand Forks defeating Egan 6-2. In the championship game, the consolation game winner, Bismarck Red 8-2 over Brainerd. A good weekend of games for those Bismarck teams. We are headed into the Lumberjack bracket. Consolation game today over at the BCA between Bemidji and Fargo Black. Our championship game here at the Sanford Center between Minot and Mound West Tonka. Minot will be the home team, Mound West Tonka the visiting team. We'll get you our starting lineups coming up here in just a moment. Taking a look at how these two teams got here and how they did during the tournament, we'll go back to pool play with Mound West Tonka defeating Virginia 11-3 in their first game. Minot fell to St. Cloud in their first game 5-2. Minot then later on won 4-2 over Egan. And Mound West Tonka defeated Brainerd 6-3. All that on Friday. In Saturday's pool play, Mound West Tonka lost to Fargo Blue 3-2, while Minot defeated Bismarck White 5-0. Later on Saturday, in bracket play, it was Minot defeating Bemidji 4-1. Mound West Tonka defeating Fargo Black 5-2. That's how Mound West Tonka and Minot got to this championship game of the Lumberjack bracket of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here at the Sanford Center. Game three of our four-game series. The championship game coming up later this afternoon, about 2:30, probably a little bit later than that, between Grand Forks and Hermantown. While the consolation of that championship bracket between St. Cloud and Fargo Blue. The Lumberjack bracket, proudly sponsored by Paul Bunyan Communications. They provide our internet all day today as well. Check out the GigaZone. I know I've got that at home if you're in the area. Get a gig of internet in your home. That means you and the kids. You can all be at different TVs watching Netflix at the same time. I love it. You can also download movies in like split seconds. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. Also, a special thank you to our broadcast sponsors here today, Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's of Bemidji. Speaking of Coca-Cola, I got my Diet Coke sitting right here on my counter in the press box at the Robert H. Peters Rink inside the Sanford Center. These two teams getting ready to take the ice. We send it down to John Carlson for today's starting lineups.
Championship game between the visiting team, Mound West Tonka Whitehawks, and the home team, the Minot Wolves. At this time, we'll announce the starting lineup for the visiting team, the Mound West Tonka Whitehawks. Starting in goal, number one, Ben Ludewise. At defense, number six, Drake Whitmore. On the other defense, number 10, Jack Studebaker. Your forwards are number four, Tyler Thody. Number nine, Michael Doshin. And number 15, Nick Blood. Here's the rest of your Mount West Tonka Whitehawk team, coached by Ross Carlson and Coney Zambrano. The starting lineup for your Minot Wolves home team, starting in goal, number one, Toby Strand. At defense, number three, Brazen Bozer. On the other defense, number six, Dylan Bass. Your forwards are number seven, Zach Nearing. Number 11, Dawson McCann. And number 17, Owen Hansen. Here's the rest of your Minot Wolves, coached by Brian Bauman and Danny Hansen. Let's play hockey, boys.
There you have it, your starting lineups between the Minot Wolves and the Mound West Tonka Whitehawks. For the Minot Wolves, between the pipes will be Toby Strand. And then you could hear the Mound West Tonka Whitehawks. They'll be to my right. They're decked out in what looks like black and gold. That or it's, it almost looks like they got a little bit of burgundy in their colors, but the Minot Wolves in red jerseys, white stripes, black breezers. And we are underway, and the Mound West Tonka Hawks, Whitehawks, have won the opening faceoff. Carried into the offensive zone. And a shot comes in. Hits that far post. Wolves, again, carry the puck into the offensive zone. Hansen with it. They'll try to go upper shelf. Hit the side of the goalie. Bounced right off of Kai Odash. Wolves actually are the ones wearing the gold and black. I got my teams mixed up here. The Mound West Tonka Whitehawks are the red and white team. My apologies for anybody listening here. First time I've seen these two teams this weekend. Didn't have a chance to watch either of them play yesterday, unfortunately. Work called. Minot drives the puck into the offensive zone. Probably carried out by Ruby. Shot taken there by Zach Deal. Back out to neutral ice. Collision there at the center line. And the puck will sail all the way up the ice. It'll be played by the Minot goalie, Toby Strand. Minot's going to break out of their zone. Up the ice. Here comes Dawson McCann. Actually, it wasn't McCann. It was Owen Hansen. And it'll be shoved right underneath the goalie for Mound West Tonka. I believe the goal will get credit to Zach Deal. And the home team, Minot Wolves, strike first.
At the 4:02 mark of the first period, scoring for the Minot Wolves, number 10, Zach Deal, assisted by number 17, Owen Hansen. Deal, Owen Hansen.
There you have it, your first goal of the game. The Lumberjack bracket. Up the ice, here comes Mound West Tonka trying to get back into it. Grayson Bozer stops that play dead in its tracks. Back up the ice, here comes Zach Nearing. He got bumped off of it. Doshan sent it over to his left. It's intercepted. Back the other way, here comes the Wolves. Minot had that one stripped off their stick by Doshan. Cleared ahead, up the ice. Here comes Nick Blood. Blood tries to make a move. He got stopped at the blue line by Carson Valdez. And Minot. Yes. Deal. Loses the puck. Bozer got it back and drove it to the back wall. Mound West Tonka clears it out. Not so quick. Here comes Nearing. Nearing gets hauled down. And we'll get our first penalty of the day called against Kai Odash. So Minot goes on their first power play of the day. Leading 1-0 here with 13:39 to play. Don't forget, you can email the booth. Go to paulbunyanhockey.com, and there's a link there. Let me know where you're listening. I'd love to know if you're listening today.
At the 3:21 mark, the first period, a two-minute line on the penalty from Mrs. Number 12, Kai Odash for Trippins. Odash, Trippins, Trippins.
Puck will sail all the way up the ice. Oh, what a big play there. Minot nearly striking shorthanded. There's Dasher. Doshin. Doshin. I'll get that right. Minute 16 left on the penalty time to Odash. And Mound West Tonka able to clear the puck all the way up the ice. Bozer will collect it from his goaltender, Strand. Bozer's pass to Dylan Bast was nearly picked off. No! 53 seconds left. Minot still trying to get something going here. Over the near side of the blue line. Stopped by Mound West Tonka. Minot turns the puck over, almost put in there by Mound West Tonka. Don't see many teams with names on the back of their jerseys. That was Nemechek that got the shot on that almost turnover. 13 seconds left. A nice penalty kill already by Mound West Tonka. And I believe a offsides call. Faceoff will come just outside of Minot territory. Nick Blood will face off. Wins the draw. Sent it over to the near wall. It's intercepted. Brock Jones passed that one aside. Now intercepted back by Mound West Tonka with a shot. Doshier. Doshin. Keep wanting to say Doshier. Doshin with the shot. And again, Blood faces off in the right circle. Had won the draw. Back to the blue line. Fired to the back wall by Studebaker. Kept in on the far side. Minot will get it back. Back to full strength for Mound West Tonka. The Whitehawks. Now the Wolves back up the ice. Here comes Hansen. He gets caught offside. His line mate was speeding in ahead of him without the puck. Jaden Gilmore. Eleven 10 to play here in the first. 1-0. Minot Wolves. Goal scored by Deal from Hansen at the 4:02 mark. Mound West Tonka with the puck. Carried in by Nemechek. To the back wall. Intercepted by Bozer. He'll send it ahead. Finds McCann. McCann in on the right circle. A shot just sent wide. Now another shot comes from the near side off the stick of Bozer. And it's covered up there by the goaltender. Ben Ludewise. Goshen, his pass. Nice break up there by the Wolves. Picked up now by Blood. He'll drop it off in the corner. Centering pass comes to the blue line. Bouncing puck controlled by Studebaker. He'll drive it to the corner for Blood. Back to the blue line. Kept in by Studebaker. Drives it back into the corner for Doshin. Now Blood will chase it over to the far corner. Doshin with the puck. Tries the wraparound. Puck still loose. Covered up. Nice play there by the goalie, Toby Strand. Get a little extracurriculars after the whistle. Hence the second whistle. With 9:52 to play here in the first, 1-0. Minot leads. Blood wears a C on his jersey. Must be the captain of this Pee Wee A squad. Wins the draw, tries to kick it ahead. It was intercepted by Bozer of the Minot Wolves. Swanson drives that one toward the net. Kick save made by Strand. Now at the back wall. Minot comes away with it. They'll try to clear it out of their zone. Bouncing puck goes over one of the Whitehawks. Blood will get it back out at center. Has it stolen. Hansen with it. He'll carry it back in over on the right wing side of the blue line. Now at the short angled shot there at the goal line. Lodewise had put his body in front of it. Puck comes off the back wall. Picked up there by Bozer. Now found by Hansen. At the back. Deal. Deal the goal scorer here for Minot. The lone goal, a 1-0 lead with 8:52 to play. Back into Minot territory. Collected by Bozer. Sent ahead. Up the ice, here comes Jones. Jones got bumped off the play by Whitmore. Wolves with a shot. Big save. Actually, I think it might have been blocked in the middle of the slot there by Mound West Tonka. Goshen, his pass to Thody was interrupted and driven back into Mound West Tonka territory. Near wall, tapped out of the zone by Blood. Collected inside Minot's zone by McIntosh. McIntosh again skating around with it. Getting pestered there by one of the Whitehawks. Chased into the near corner. McIntosh drives it ahead. Nice pass. Here comes Gilmore. Gilmore with a shot. High over the head of Ludewise. Collected there by one of the Minot Wolves. Centering pass broken up. Nice defensive work there by Jack Studebaker. He carries the puck, or sends the puck ahead. Along the near wall. It's intercepted. Driven out to center. Hansen carries it in for Minot. Shot fired. Big blocker save made by Ludewise. Centering pass came from the back wall, and it was stopped there by Ruby of Mound West Tonka. Driven back into Minot territory. Minot exits their zone. Hansen sends a puck down low, back behind Ludewise. Minot leads 1-0, 6:47 to play here in this first period. Not a lot of whistles. That's always good. Another blocker save made there by Ludewise. Came off of Dawson McCann. And Minot. Minot gets the puck and keeps it alive inside the zone. Driven deep by McCann. It'll go all the way around the boards. Nice breakout pass to Nick Blood. Blood carries it back the other way for Mound West Tonka. And his pass is intercepted. He was looking for Swanson. And a shot taken by Hansen and a goal. Hansen gets that one onto Ludewise. Ludewise couldn't hang on. He juggled the puck and it will go past him. And it's 2-0. Minot. With 6:12 to play here.
At the 10:48 mark of the first period, Minot rolls the ball scored by number 17, Owen Hansen, unassisted. Hansen unassisted.
So Hansen unassisted. That's the official scoring of goal number 2 here in this Lumberjack Championship game. A shot and a goal from the blue line, Studebaker. We got ourselves a hockey game. A 1-goal lead now for Minot as Mound West Tonka cuts that 2-0 lead in half.
At the 11:10 mark of the first period, White Hawk goal scored by number 10, Jack Studebaker, assisted by number 12, Kai Odash. Studebaker from Odash.
So Minot scored at the 4:02 mark of this first period. Deal from Hansen. Then Hansen would add his own goal at the 10:48 mark, unassisted. Mound West Tonka finally answers back to make it a 1-goal game. Studebaker from Odash at 11:10. There you have it. 2-1 our score with 5:40 to play here in the first. A Lumberjack Championship game. Here comes Doshan. Tries to slide that one toward the slot, and we get a penalty coming up against, I believe, the Whitehawks. Nope, it's actually against Minot. So the Minot Wolves will be short a player. In the penalty box for Minot is Jaden Gilmore.
At the 11:33 mark of the first period, the Minot Wolves, number 9, Jaden Gilmore, 2 minutes hooking. Gilmore, 2 minutes hooking.
And a power play for Mound West Tonka. Blooded won the faceoff, sent it to the back wall. Minot will clear it, however. Out to center, it'll find the stick of Cooper Cantola. Cantola. Minot able to clear it out again. Cantola out to center. Swanson sends it ahead for Doshan. Covered up by Strand. That one slid right toward the net from the near side of the blue line. Minute 26 left on the penalty time to Gilmore of the Minot Wolves. Both teams with one penalty here today. A 2-1 lead for Minot. Power play for another minute 26 for Mound West Tonka. Nice faceoff win for Mound West Tonka. Now Bozer will collect the puck for Minot and drive it up the ice. Good pressure by Deal. And stolen at the blue line. Puck bounced out. Some fans not happy about that offside call, but Minot gets caught offside, and a faceoff will come just to the near blue near dot here, just outside the Mound West Tonka blue line. Blood drives the puck ahead as he won the faceoff. Blood with the puck out at center. He'll carry it in on the right wing side. Makes a move. Shoots that one. Was trying to go upper shelf. Just a little too high there out in front. Back to the blue line, Studebaker. He'll wind up and fire. Another shot. Big rebound given up. And finally covered up by Strand as a barrage of Whitehawks. Trying to get that bouncing puck under control. Trying to tie up this hockey game. 34 seconds left in the power play for Mound West Tonka. A 2-1 lead for Minot. 4 minutes left here in the first. A beautiful day here in Bemidji. sun is shining outside. It's cold, but it's at least not snowing yet. We're supposed to get some bad weather tonight, and I know these hockey teams are looking forward to getting back on the road at a decent time and getting home safe and sound. Seen our share of weird weather this winter, that's for sure. Back inside Ottawa's Tonka territory. Swanson will carry it out. Was looking for the pass to Blood. It was intercepted briefly.
Both teams full strength.
And Minot back to full strength. Blood with the puck. Tries to make a move at the blue line. Get some help there from Doshin. Had it stolen away by Hansen, however. And now Minot with the puck. Played off the wall by McIntosh and out to center. Pass was intended for Gilmore. It was intercepted. Picked up again by Blood and fired up the ice. Icing called against Wild West Tonka. 2:53 to play here in the first. 2-1. Our score is Minot leads Wild West Tonka. Each team with a power play opportunity today. Both teams 0-for-1 so far. In the consolation game for the Lumberjack bracket being played at the Bemidji Community Arena is Bemidji, the home host team versus Fargo Black. Bemidji came in second in the North Division. Minot came in second in the South Division. Mound West Tonka came in second in the East Division. And Fargo Freeze Black came in second in the West Division. Slashing is a call. And another power play, this time for Minot. Minot sends it out to center. Nice pass. Hansen skates around in the left corner, sends it to the blue line. That one pops out, got past Bozer. Bozer has to regroup. Now Hansen again with the puck. Or actually not Hansen, that's Bast. Nearing to the far corner. And that one's going to be sent back to the blue line, misplayed there by Minot. They'll have to chase it all the way back into their own zone. Minute left in the power play for Minot. Turned over out in front. Blood turns around, and his shot just misses wide. It was turned over by Minot right out in front of their net. The pass came, and Blood got a nice opportunity there, but he had to reach for the puck between his skates in order to get the shot off, and by the time he got the shot off, he was at the wrong angle. 35 seconds left in the Minot power play. Centering pass came from the corner and bounced off of the skates of Cantola. Now Blood gets the puck back. 18 seconds left. They're shorthanded. Blood with some speed trying to make up for his missed opportunity before. Wasn't able to get the shot off. He'll tap it onto a stick. Nice work by Nick Blood. And it's held onto and covered up by Toby Strand, the goaltender for Minot. I know earlier today I got an email to the booth from a Jonathan Blood. I'm assuming that is a relative of this young man, number 15 for Mound West Tonka. They emailed the booth.
We're
having some issues with our online stream. Finally got it working. Oh, shot right point blank into the belly of Strand. Came from out in front. It was Ruby with the point blank up close and personal shot. 40 seconds left here in the first. 2-1. Minot leading Mound West Tonka. And Mound West Tonka trying to tie this game up before the first intermission. Oh, puck just slides right through traffic. A screenshot came from the blue line from Studebaker. Or was it Swanson? It was Studebaker. Nemechek had won the draw. Ruby tries to keep it alive. Minot will break it out of the zone. The pass. Finds the stick of Nearing. Hits the, clanks the near post. Malwis Tonka got a little bit of a break there. And that'll do it for period number one. Minot nearly put this one out of reach. With a 2-1 lead after one period of play and a opportunity there to add another goal to their entourage here today. After 17 minutes of hockey, it is a 2-1 Minot lead over Mound West Tonka. We take a break. We'll come right back as there will not be any resurfacing until between the second and third period. So we'll only be off for about a minute here. We'll take a quick break and come back.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
The Glass Doctor of Bemidji would like to wish all of the teams participating in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck as your team strives for a championship. Just a reminder that the Glass Doctor is a place to go for all your glass repair and replacement needs for auto, residential, or light commercial work. Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Glass Doctor of Bemidji.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Kelly Schultz with you here. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. And we are back in action. Second period underway here as the faceoff was won by Minot. Minot with the puck. Right circle of Mound West Tonka territory. 2-1 lead for Minot. After one period of play. Teams have switched sides, so Mound West Tonka defending my right. Minot to my left. Nice job there by Mound West Tonka to clear the puck out. Up the ice. Here comes Doshin. Doshin got upended and a penalty coming up. Bet it'll be a tripping call. And headed to the penalty box for Minot. Number four, I believe. Dawson Knutson. Tripping the call.
At the 56-second mark of the second period, 2-minute penalty is assessed to the Wolves. Number four, Dawson Knutson for tripping. Knutson, 2 minutes, tripping.
Wolves able to clear it up the ice. Picked up by Swanson. He'll flip it ahead along the far boards of his own zone. Broken out of the zone. Battled for the puck. Rink wide pass by Studebaker. Studebaker takes his time. Sends it ahead. In over the blue line. Was Ruby. Ruby spins around and taps it toward the goal line. Mound West Tonka is on a power play for 1:09. Shot blasted right through traffic. Still loose. Nemechek. Now back to Studebaker. A shot. Oh, puck just trickles through the crease, but just wide of the near post. 49 seconds left on the extra attacker. Tied up in the near corner. Nemechek and Odash chased it down. Might not able to clear it all the way up the ice. Puck will be played by Ludowice. Now racing up the ice. Here comes Doshan. Doshan winds up, and that one is stopped between the pads of Strand. 2-1 our score. Minot leads Mound West Tonka here. Game 3 of our full day of coverage of the championship brackets. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great New Year, everyone, and recovered from it well. Oh, back. Handed shot taken there by Doshan. Don't forget, you can email the booth. Let me know where you're listening from. Would love to hear from you today. You can go to paulbunyanhockey.com.
Whoa, full strength.
Minot back to full strength. Actually, a pretty good attendance here for this tournament today. Backhanded. Puck's still loose in the slot. Shot came off of Andrew Swanson. And at the back wall is Michael Doshan. Doshan trying to get the puck out from behind the wall to Nick Blood. Puck's going to bounce up and over everybody. Picked up by Zach Nearing of the Wolves, and he gets bumped off of it. Nice defensive work there by Nick Blood. Icing called against Mound West Tonka here in the second period with 13:17 to play. It was a 2-1 hockey game after one, with Minot's goals being scored by Deal and Hansen. Mound West Tonka's goal scored by Studebaker. Long pass. Chasing it down. And puck will sail past the goal line. Nice and called. It was a foot race. And in the college game, you know, whoever gets to the puck first, whether it's if it's the team who sent it up the ice, as long as your player gets to it first, it's not icing. But I mean, in peewee hockey, they play by the old rules. Minot trying to get something started here as they cycle the puck. Shot fired by Bozer was blocked by Nemechek. Another shot comes in. And Swanson's able to clear it over to the far side of the blue line. He'll try that again. Puck bounces to the blue line. And out to neutral ice. Minot will collect it again. Bozer fires it in. Finds Gilmore. Gilmore has it stripped off of his stick, and Mound West Tonka will come away with the puck. Here comes Whitmore. Whitmore couldn't hang on. Puck went sailing over to the far corner. Cleared out to center. Intercepted by Mound West Tonka. Minot will get it back, however, and a penalty coming up against Whitmore. Shot fired by Minot. Puck is at the back wall behind the net of Ludowice. And a tripping call. And Drake Whitmore is headed to the sin bin. That's the third penalty called against Mound West Tonka.
5:28 of the second period, a two-minute minor penalty has been assessed to the Whitehawks. Number six, Drake Whitmore for tripping. Whitmore, 2 minutes, tripping.
Minot on the power play. Bottom of the left circle, shot fired. Little tapper. Another shot. Blasted. That time by Zach Nearing. Picked up by Bozer on the near wall. He'll skate it to the slot. Driven off the shoulder of Ludewise and up over the crossbar. Hansen. Over to the far wall to Nearing. Now back to Hansen at the back wall. He'll skate around, drive it back to the blue line. Nice pass. Shot blasted through traffic. Came off the stick of Bast. Moves. There, another block. Nice work by Mound West Tonka to clear that puck up the ice. Both teams still 0-4 on the power play today. Both penalty kills have been pretty solid. Doshin battles for the puck inside Wolves territory. It'll bounce out to center and then intercept it. Battle for the puck. Studebaker chases down one of the Wolves to the corner. That was Zach Deal. Deal gets the puck back. Stick save made there by Ludewise, and puck is cleared up the ice. 25 seconds left in the power play for Minot. Minot carries the puck back into the offensive zone, dropped off at the top of the left circle and misplayed. And Mound will chase it up
White
the
Hawks
ice. Whitehawks back to full strength. Minot still leads 2-1. But again, the penalty kill just been pretty good. Here comes Ruby inside the offensive zone. He gets bumped off of it. It'll be cleared out by Brock Jones. Out to center. Ruby tries to get it back. Now Cantola sends the puck into the offensive zone. Dorshin tried to find Nemechek. And the Wolves will break it up the ice. Sent aside by Ludewise. 8:43 to play here in the second period. 2-1 our score. Icing called against Mound West Tonka. Coming up a little later, our championship game. The grand championship game between Grand Forks and Hermantown. Right now you're listening to the Lumberjack Bracket Championship between Minot and Mound West Tonka, courtesy of Paul Bunyan Communications, the sponsor of that bracket. Back to the blue line, Minot with a shot. It was blocked there by Nick Blood, who sent it out of the zone. Hansen will carry it right back in, however. Two of the Wolves collide. Gives Mound West Tonka a chance to come back into the zone. Nick Blood receives a nice pass. His backhanded shot is blocked and drifts high into the far corner. Doshin couldn't get to it. Now it'll be kept in at the blue line by Thody. Wolves will intercept. Carried out of the zone by Gilmore. Wolves slide it to the near corner. 7:33 to play here. 2-1 Wolves. Minot leading Mound West Tonka. Flanked off the far post as that one ends up on the stick of Dawson McCann. Shot comes out in front, and it's cleared away by Mound West Honka. Here comes Whitmore up the ice. Whitmore being pestered. Whitmore tries to make a move. Bouncing puck in the slot, and that one's picked up by Carson Valdez. Or no, I'll take that back. Zach Deal got in the way of that one. Whitehawks able to keep the play alive inside the offensive zone here. Now the Wolves will intercept inside their zone. Actually, that bounced off the skates of Ruby. Kept it alive for the red team. Centering pass out in front. Puck is still loose, and they finally say it was covered up there by Toby Strand. As Odash tried to put that one away. Face-off, right circle of Minot territory. Nemechek won the draw, sent back to Cantola. Now over to the far wall, broken free. Nemechek again with the puck. He'll send it back to the blue line. Rink-wide pass is poke-checked out of the zone. Swanson was looking for Cantola. Now Hansen carries it back into Mound West Honka territory. He'll skate it to the near corner, now to the back wall. Sends it back to the blue line. Minot with a shot. Puck was blocked. I'll give Mound West Honka credit here. They have blocked a lot of shots out in front of their goalie. That's not easy to do. Quite a few teams that are notorious for blocking shots, like Bemidji State Women's Hockey. But you don't see a lot of it in Pee Wee Hockey. I credit the Mound West Honka coaches for teaching these kids to block shots and not totally relying on the guy between the pipes, even though he's played well on his own. But it's always good to be able to give your goalie a little bit of a break, play some defense. And that's exactly what these young boys have done so far. Oh no, except they gave that one away. Right up the slot. Minot strikes again. It's 3-1. I believe it was Zach Deal.
At 11:58 of the second period, Minot Wolves goal scored by number 10, Zach Deal. Unassisted.
And as I said, they gave that one away. Unfortunately, a costly turnover. And a 3-1 hockey game. Minot with the lead here in the second with 4:40 to play. Mound West Honka trying to clear. Kept in at the blue line by Minot's Carson Valdez. Now Dylan Bast with the puck. Has that one stripped off of his stick. Nice big play there by Mound West Honka. Oh, what a play. Wow, Michael Doshin. Breakaway for Mound West Honka. We got ourselves a one-goal game again. That was a beaut. He made a move at the blue line between two defensemen. And then just took off.
At 12:42 in the second period, the Whitehawk goal scored by number 9, Michael Doshin, unassisted. Doshin, unassisted.
So again, we've got a 3 unassisted goals here so far. 2 for Minot, 1 for Mound. In a 3-2 hockey game with 4:04 left to play here in the second period. I'd love to see one of these games come down to a tie or a late goal or something. The first two games were 6-3 win by Wayzata over Superior and a 6-2 win in the last game. by East Grand Forks over Egan. Right now, Minot with a 3-2 lead over Mound West Tonka. Mound West Tonka with a puck inside the offensive zone. Picked up along the far wall. Kept in, though, by the Whitehawks. Carried up the ice by Minot, though. Zach Deal again. Lost an edge and slid the puck to the far corner. Mound West Tonka will come away with it. Back out to center. Driven deep into the offensive zone by Swanson. Into the corner. Wolves will clear. Intercepted by Whitmore. His rink-wide pass out at center to Studebaker. Tapped into Minot territory and covered up by the goaltender, Toby Strand. 3-2 Minot leads Mound West Tonka. 2:43 to play here in the second period. Minot had struck to make it a 3-1 game at 11:58. It was Deal unassisted, and Mound would answer back less than a minute later. Doshin, the breakaway. Studebaker lines up and fires that one. It was blocked by Ben Svangstu. Play is broken up. Studebaker turns and fires it back into the offensive zone. Picked up by Hansen now for Minot. He got poke checked off the play. Gets some help there by Valdez. Carries it into Mound West Tonka territory. Shot fired. Blocker save made by Ludewise. Into the near wall. Hansen again from Minot. Picked up by Gilmore. Now Hansen skates it back behind the net of Ludewise. Tries to fire one short angled, and it goes right into the glove of Ludewise. He didn't even have to move his glove to catch that one. The minute 56 left here in the second period of the Lumberjack Bracket Championship game between Minot and Mound West Tonka. A one-goal lead for the Minot Wolves. Face-off left circle. Mound West Tonka zone. Still inside Mound West Tonka zone. Finally broken free. Picked up at center by McIntosh. He'll drive that one down low. Chased down by Kai Odash to the far wall. A battle between four players for the puck. One of the Mound West Tonka players got tangled up in the slot. Couldn't get a stick down on that one. Luckily, the shot was high and over the head of the goalie. Flipped out to neutral ice. Mound West Tonka trying to clear it out. Here comes Cantola up the ice. It was stopped quickly there, and it's turned around. McCann with it. Inside the right circle, a shot. What a pass. McCann in the right circle, his teammate in the left circle. And the goal scored by Zach Nearing. 4-2 our score. Minot. Nice play there by those two, McCann and Nearing.
At 16:11 of the second period, Minot Wolves goal scored by number 3, Grayson Bolger, assisted by number 11, Boston McCann. Bolger for McCann.
To our score, Minot goes ahead by 2 again with 15 seconds left here in the second period. We get a long break in between the second and third period. they can resurface the ice. And that does it for period number two of the Lumberjack Championship Bracket. So with the long extended break between this period and the third period, we will...
Saves in the second period for the Whitehawks, 5 for a two-period total of 13, and for the Wolves, 5 for a two-period total of 16.
So the Wolves with 16 shots on goal, Mound West Tonka with 13 shots on goal. And as I mentioned, the long break gives us a chance to listen back to our conversation with two members of the committee for the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, John Carlson and Neil Huey, joined Brian Schultz, Brian Bissonette, and myself a couple Wednesdays ago for our Go Green Mill Coaches Show on the Beaver Radio Network. We had a chance to visit about the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. So we'll take a listen during this intermission after we thank our fine sponsors, Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's. So we'll take a quick break, and we will let you listen in to our archive broadcast from the December 21st Go Green Mill Coaches Show.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
The Glass Doctor of Bemidji would like to wish all of the teams participating in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck as your team strives for a championship. Just a reminder that the Glass Doctor is a place to go for all your glass repair and replacement needs for auto, residential, or light commercial work. Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Glass Doctor of Bemidji.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji. McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show, live from the Green Mill.
WMIS, Smackdown, Translator W300BP,
Grand Rapids, 92.1 and 107.9, The River.
Beaver Radio Network.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on WMIS FM, The River.
Nate Arntz comes in on his back.
It's the Go Green Mill Coaches Show. Get the latest info from BSU Athletics, from the players, coaches, and teams. From the shores of Lake Bemidji, now let's head to the Go Green headquarters for the Go Green Mill Coaches Show on WMIS FM, The River.
Good evening and welcome to the Green Mill, the Go Green Mill Coaches Show, right here on the Beaver Radio Network. The shortest day of the year. And we are here to talk about the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament, as we do every single year about this time.
Are we on the air now?
We are. You were just chatting up a storm there with John.
We're catching up.
This is our annual
time to get together. And I mean, we see each other out and about, but don't get as much, you know, quality time together, right?
There you go. To shoot the breeze, no.
Yeah.
John Carlson, who... brought the tournament back so many, many years ago, is with us, along with Neil Huey, who is the head coach of the Bemidji Pee Wee A's. Kel just got here, so She'll sneak in.
I have to make a correction on that, Schultze. Neil actually started it back up again and roped me into this.
Well, then Neil got smart. Then Neil was smart for doing that.
And when was that? When did you?
2004.
Okay, so this is 13 now.
Yep.
In a row. And the hiatus was what? Just a few years?
4 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
The tournament was always around New Year's weekend. It just so happens it's going to fall on New Year's weekend this year. A fluke of the calendar. To bring back fond memories, John, of yesteryear when it was always over New Year's?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it... We've changed time to time when we had it, but we just found out that over the course of the years, it just absolutely worked out better to just have it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no matter whatever date it falls on, that's what it falls on.
And this year, although traditionally it used to be right around New Year's, right? It didn't matter if it was Friday, Saturday. And you guys, I mean, it was a fun time back then in the late 80s, early 90s.
You know, I wasn't involved other than, you know, Eric, my son, played in the 93. Five, I think.
I don't know. I got to think about it.
Started
it
was, in what, 88?
Started in 88.
Started in 88.
Okay, that's
just
what I
doing
thought.
The math.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm trying to count. I think
he ran out
Eric
of fingers.
Eric would have played in about 93.
Okay. Then you did
91, 92.
Okay, then 93, yeah. Hmm. So anyway, somewhere around there. Anyway,
it comes like full circle. So you played in this.
Yeah.
Neil played 2 years.
That's
because he was such a hockey stud. He was on the Pee Wee A team both years.
Oh, there you go. Well, for people unfamiliar listening, Pee Wee hockey is what, 12, 13-year-olds?
Yeah. 6th and 7th graders.
Okay. Because it goes squirts, 10, 11, Pee Wees, 12, 13, Bantams, 14, 15, and then on to high school.
Yep.
Neil, how long have you been coaching the Bemidji Pee Wee A team?
I don't know, 14 years. Ish.
Wow. What's your record at the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament? How many championship games have you guys played in?
Wow.
Two championship games. We're 1-1. No, three championship games. We're 1-2.
This year? Hopefully a winner?
Hopefully.
Well, we always hope.
I don't know.
How's your team looking?
We are 9-9 right now. We're learning.
Played as many games as the Beavers have.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But our record isn't as good.
No. When do you guys get started? And tryouts, what, mid-October?
Mid-October.
And then you hit the ground run in November?
We actually played before Halloween this year, our first games.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a tournament that we went to.
And then early March is the district tournaments that wrap up the season?
Yeah. Regional tournament is the first weekend in March this year. So.
All right. So it's basically October through March season for you guys. And once it starts, what's that, four practices, three practices a week?
For sure, three, maybe four.
And then 2 to 3 games a week?
Yeah.
And you're still practicing at 6:30 in the morning or whatever blessed hour it is that you guys enjoy practicing at?
6:15 to 7:30, three days a week.
Keeps the riffraff out, right, Neil?
That's right.
Shows your commitment to hockey, I guess.
I suppose.
That's early.
Is it hard to get those youngsters geared up for hockey that early in the morning?
No.
Are they just revving, waiting to get their skates on and go?
The first week of the season is usually interesting, but after they get into the groove of getting up, it just takes a little discipline to go to bed at night.
So do you think it's harder on the parents than the kids?
Absolutely.
Which is probably part of the reason he does it.
Yeah.
Hey, again, it's a guaranteed ice time at the same time. And that's important given the lack of, you know, ice around here.
Yeah, it's definitely what I like about it is the consistency. You know you're never going to get bumped because of a high school game or any factor other than...
Weather.
Well, the weather. What's wrong with the weather?
Or if you get a foot of snow overnight, you might not make it to the rink.
We don't live in Tennessee. Best.
People know how to drive
people,
in this.
People can get there.
Yeah.
We have snow plows, Beth.
Well, that still doesn't mean it's necessarily the right... I mean, timing is everything.
Beth, just because you don't like to drive in the snow doesn't mean that the hockey players can't get to practice.
But if they cancel school, do you still have practice? It's unaffiliated, obviously.
It is unaffiliated. Our rule is if they cancel school or if school's 2 hours late, if they announce it before
6:15?
6:15.
Yeah.
There's no practice.
Hmm.
I've had some discussion with some school board members regarding the lateness of their calling of school.
Right.
Because we're already at the rink when they announce it.
Well, you got to call it by 5 a.m., don't you?
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty much.
You got to get up, I mean, by 5:15 and
yeah,
get
I'm
going.
I'm at the rink at 5:30.
Oh, okay. Well, clearly you are an early morning person. So you get to hear all of Schulte's show, is what you're telling me?
No, I'm at the
oh,
rink.
Oh, you're not even there till 8, so what am I talking about?
7:30. Ugh. John, how long has the planning for this year's tournament been underway?
Since last year's tournament ended.
Such a well-oiled machine. You'd think you could take a few months off now.
Yeah, no, we did this year, actually. We took off about 3 months, didn't we, Neil?
Yeah.
We got together late spring, had a meeting, made sure the dates were right, made sure that we were going to be able to do the schedule just fine, and started taking reservations.
What is that process like? I mean, you always have some mainstays that seem to be here, but you always want a little fresh blood into the tournament as well. Sometimes it may not work with a team 1 year or the next. How many repeats do you have? How many do you leave any spots open for new teams?
We held a spot for either a Canadian team or a UP team. We've had a lot of UP teams, Upper Michigan teams. And
Keweenaw's not here this year.
No, they're not. Calumet's not here. And so we kind of left a spot open. We had one team on hold for a little while. But we're always happy to get 16. 15's not a good number, so, you know, we...
Bemidji gets a bye. That's easy.
East Grand Forks was our last team in this year, and we kind of had them on hold for a little while. Just kind of holding up, maybe. I made some calls to Calumet and to Keweenaw, and not happening this year.
Hmm.
But we do have a team from Wisconsin. We haven't had one from Wisconsin for a while, so... Does it really qualify as Wisconsin if
superior.
They're superior?
Not really.
Kind of. I mean, they're
it's
in
like
Wisconsin.
Minnesota Light or something like that. Is that?
Yeah.
Well, you're certainly North Dakota strong.
Oh, my gosh.
This year.
I think Minnesota must be the go-to place for North Dakota hockey now.
Well, there's only like 14 teams in the state over there for them to play, so they got to come over here.
Yeah.
I see. Weren't they in some of them in the Roseau tournament also?
Yeah. There was... Three of the same team, or two of the same teams that are coming to this one were there.
So you got two teams from Bismarck. They're probably sick of playing each other by now. And then you got East Grand Forks. You got Grand Forks. Well, East Grand Forks would be Minnesota now.
That's correct.
Minot.
Thanks for that geography lesson, Miss.
Hey. So two from Fargo, two from Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, so 16. Well, pretty much every city in North Dakota is represented right there.
What's interesting is that we, in the past, we've had both Grand Forks A Peewee teams, the Seawolves and the Greyhounds, and this year they decided to start splitting and going separate ways at different tournaments, so we only ended up with one. Otherwise, we'd have had as many teams from North Dakota as everywhere else.
I thought you were going to say that they decided to just take the All-Star team and put the best players on one team.
No, I don't think so.
That'd be a tough team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
They've got some pretty good hockey over in Grand Forks.
Hockey's a little big over there.
Yeah.
Well, that was our conversation with Paul Bunyan, International Hockey Tournament committee members, John Carlson and Neil Huey from two Wednesdays ago during our Go Green Mill Coaches show on the Beaver Radio Network. Hope you enjoyed that. And, of course, our very long break here. Thanks to our great sponsors, Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's. 4-2 our score as we get ready for the third period between Minot and Mound West Tonka. Minot with the lead right now. We look at the scoring. Minot had struck at the 4:02 mark. Deal from Hansen, and then they would go up 2-0 at 10:48 of the first. Hansen unassisted. Mound West Tonka would finally answer back at the 11:10 mark of the first period. Studebaker from Odash. It would be a 2-1 hockey game going into the second period. Minot would add another one at 11:58. Deal unassisted. His second goal of the game made it a 3-1 hockey game. Mound West Tonka would answer that one at 12:42 with an unassisted breakaway by Doshin. Late in that second period, Minot would take another two-goal lead, their second two-goal or third two-goal lead of the game. So they go up 4-2. McCann from Nearing. There's your scoring. Shots on goal in that in two periods of play. Minot 16 shots on goal. Mound West Tonka with 13 shots on goal. Two penalties called so far against Minot. Mound West Tonka with three penalties called against them. Both teams 0-for on the power play today. Third period of hockey about to start here. Nick Blood already out at center ice in the Ducky Beaver logo, awaiting his opponent at center, Hansen. Hansen had won the draw. Swanson able to keep it out of Mount West Tonka's zone. Now Blood with the puck. He'll carry it in. Shot fired. Blocker save made by Strand. Mount West Tonka gets the puck back. Blood winds up again. Misses wide. Another shot stopped on the far post. Strand got a little help there from one of his defensemen. Brazen Bozer helping his goalie. Third period of hockey here. Game three of our afternoon. And another shot there by Mound West Tonka off the draw. It was Blood. Nice wraparound attempt there by Mound West Tonka. Young man who wears an A on his jersey for assistant captain. It's Doshin. Back inside Mound West Tonka zone. Why not? Trying to get something rolling here in this third period. Up by two. As I mentioned, their third two-goal lead of the hockey game. Deal tries to drive it toward the net. He'll try it from the other angle. A shot and a goal. Hansen taps that one away. So he was hanging out right at the top of the goal crease. Deal from the back of the net. And it's 5-2. Minot leading here in the third by three.
At 1:20 of the third period, Minot World's goal scored by number 17, Owen Hansen, assisted by number 12, Ben Sangstu. Hansen from Sangstu.
To our score, 15 minutes left in the hockey game. Minot with a three-goal lead. So they keep the play alive inside Mound West Tonka's territory briefly. And now they'll come back in. Brock Jones with the shot. And going down on top of the puck was Lodewise. Who comes up with a save. We'll get you caught up on all of our scores coming up here. Lots of hockey being played today here. This all started on Friday at noon with pool play at three different rinks. Bemidji Community Arena, Nymore, and the Nielsen Breese Arena, which is a city rink. And they continued all day Saturday with more pool play. Then late Saturday, they went into bracket play in the evening, with some of those results not getting done until late. There were two games that started at 8:30 last night. Today's games started at 9 a.m. Wayzata knocked off Superior 6-3. East Grand Forks defeated Egan 6-2. And right now, Minot leads Mound West Tonka 5-2. Nice shot and a goal. Mound West Tonka caught a rebound over on the left-hand side. And again, this game down to two goals. 5-3 our score.
At the 3:15 mark of the third period, Whitehawks goal scored by number 9, Michael Doshin, assisted by number 4, Tyler Cody, and number 15, Nick Blood.
So Nick Blood.
Doshin from Thody and Blood.
Blood and Thody get the assists on Doshin's goal. Doshin collected the rebound off of Thody's shot. Blood set it all up from the back of the net. 5-3 our score with 13:28 to play. Lots of hockey left to be played here. Minot back inside the offensive zone. Mound West Tonka trying to clear it. Picked up in the near corner by Spangstu. He tries to center that one out in front, and finally it's whistled dead as it was covered up by the goaltender, Ludovic. Lumberjack bracket championship game here this afternoon at the Sanford Center. The consolation round games happening over at the Bemidji Community Arena. The BCA, as it's also known. In the first game, it was Bismarck White beating Virginia 4-2. The second game was the Bismarck Red team defeating Brainerd 6-2. 8-2 in that game. Bemidji taking on Fargo Black right now. Coming up in the consolation round, last game, St. Cloud will take on Fargo Blue. And our championship game will be between Grand Forks and Hermantown. Mound West Tonka clears their zone. Carried up the ice. Blood will tap it into the offensive zone. Chased down by the Wolves. Doshin. His shot was blocked and then intercepted. Cleared out to center. Swanson comes up with it for Mound West Tonka. And the Whitehawks try to carry it into the offensive zone. It's stopped there by Brock Jones. Jones turns and fires it into Whitehawks territory. Nick Blood catches a long headman pass. He'll carry the puck back into the offensive zone on the right wing side. Has it stolen off a stick from Owen Hansen. Hansen being chased around inside of his own zone. And the Wolves with a long headman pass. That finds Nearing. Nearing got stymied by the goaltender, Ludovic. Huge save there. And back the other way, here comes Studebaker with a shot. Breakaway attempt, and he got stopped. .11:08 to play here. In our hockey game, 5-3, Wolves lead the Whitehawks. PWA hockey here at the Sanford Center. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Besides our broadcast sponsors, Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's, There's some great sponsors of this tournament, including the Green Mill, who hosts our Go Green Mill Coaches Show every Wednesday night on the Beaver Radio Network, along with the Double Tree, Hampton Inn and Suites, Dress Club Cleaners, McDonald's, Herbert's and Gerbert's, C.K. Dudley's, the Corner Bar, Corner Sports, Buffalo Wild Wings, Paul Bunyan Communications, Paul Bunyan Mall, Bemidji State University, of course, a great partner of this tournament, Keith's Old River Pizza Company, Powerade, Caribou Coffee, Arrow Printing, Bemidji Bowl, Marketplace Foods, Coca-Cola, Slim's Bar and Grill, Deerwood Bank, KFC, Perkins, Giovanni's Pizza, Bemidji Woolen Mills, Bar 209, and the Turtle River Chop House, and Holiday Inn Express. Lots of great businesses in our area that support youth hockey and this tournament, the annual Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Mound West Tonka finally able to clear their zone during all those thank yous. The Wolves had controlled the offensive zone but didn't get any shots on net. They'll carry it back into Mound West Tonka territory. To the back wall is Brock Jones. Back to the blue line, kept in. McIntosh drives it to the corner. Intercepted. Back the other way. Swanson will clear it. Puck ended up underneath the body of Ruby. And a shot heads towards the net. Ludovice wasn't able to hang on. He had it control. It just rolled up and over his glove.
At 7:48 of this third period, Minot Wolves goal scored by number 6, Dylan Bass, unassisted. Bass, unassisted.
6-3 our score. Minot leads with 8:59 to play. Tough break there for Mound West Tonka. Clearing attempt hit the back of one of the Mound West Tonka players. Wolves nearly strike again. Picked up by McCann. He'll flutter that one high, flanked off the post, and landed over on the near half boards. Broken out of the zone by the Whitehawks. Carried right back in. Driven to the far corner by Bozer. Kicked from the back wall onto the stick of Studebaker, who cleared it. Intercepted. Back the other way. Shot fired there by Minot. From the top of the left circle, I believe it was Bozer. Face off, right circle. Hansen had won the draw. Tied up along the back wall. Wolves will collect it. Nice poke check. Driven out of the zone by Ruby. Chased down inside the offensive zone by Thody. It'll be picked up out at center. Mauldwest Tonka gets it back. Ruby tries to drive it ahead. Now Swanson will tap it away at the blue line. Back out to neutral ice. Nice play. Thody carries it in on the left wing side. Gets slammed to the ground. And we'll get a penalty. Called against the Wolves. As Ruby got... Or Thody got drilled shove down to the ice. 7:09 to play here, and a penalty called against Minot. Their third of the game. Both teams each with three penalties. Not
at 9:51 of the third period, the 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to the Wolves number 5, and McIntosh for checking. McIntosh 2 minutes checking.
I don't know if I would have called that checking. It was open ice. Probably would have called it roughing instead. It was just definitely just a hard push shove to the ground. Nice backhanded shot taken there by Studebaker. Nemechek, excuse me. Power play for a minute 26. Blood with the puck. Sends it over to the near side. Whitmore couldn't put that one away. Stopped along the far boards by Studebaker and driven up the ice by Minot. 6:13 to play here in the hockey game. 6-3 our score. Minot leading Mound West Tonka. Doshin tries to get around one skater. Lost the puck. Clearing attempt. Intercepted. Mound West Tonka's shot just missing. Driven all the way up the ice again by the Wolves. Hansen winds up and fires from inside the left circle. The Wolves trying to get a shorthanded goal here. Hansen's one-timer fanned on. Back the other way, here comes Thody. Now Doshin. Actually, it was Whitmore and Doshin. Doshin's pass intercepted. Hansen back inside the offensive zone. 4 seconds left on the extra attacker. Back up the ice. Swanson winds up. Five minutes to play. 6-3. Minot leads Mound West Tonka. Lumberjack Championship bracket. Thody tries to poke check the puck out of the zone. He's kept in there by Deal. Deal skates around. His shot sails to the back wall. Kept in at the blue line by Bozer. Picked up by Nearing. Nearing fires that one just wide. Back to the blue line. Tapped aside. Nice work there by Nemechek. Stolen by Bozer. His pass inside the right circle. Passed back to the left. And Zach Nearing tucks that one away. 7-3 our score. Minot takes a 4-goal lead here with 3:55 left in the third.
The 13:05 mark of the third period, the Wolves' goal scored by number 7, Zach Nearing. Assisted by number 17, Owen Hansen, and number 3, Grayson Bozer. Nearing from Hansen and Bozer.
For Nearing, that is his second point of the day. Hansen, that is his third point of the day. He's got 2 goals and an assist, and Bozer's, actually, I'll take that back. He's got 2 goals and 2 assists. That's his 4th point of the day. And Bozer's first point of the day, I believe. Yes. 7-3 Minot leads. 3.5 to play. Wolves drive the puck down low back inside the offensive zone. Studebaker was trying to clear. Now back the other way. Here comes Blood and Doshin on a two-on-one. Blood with a shot. Doshin caught the pass and then missed. Missed a wide-open net. Yeah, puck came to him a little bit too late. I will say this about Mount Westonka. They are a resilient bunch. They have pretty much answered. When they've been down by two goals or more, they have answered back. But at this point of the game where you got 2.5 minutes left, you got to work quick to get it back in when you're down by four. Nice play at the blue line. Kept the play alive. It was Swanson. Now the Wolves with a long head man pass back the other way. The pass from the right to the left, missing the stick of Zach Deal. Just bounced right over his stick. Couldn't get the shot off. Cantola clears. Sends it into Minot territory. Thodey will chase it down, as will Swanson. Or Ruby. Now Thodey carries it back into the offensive zone for Mount Westonka. Shot fired. Big rebound given up. And none of the Whitehawks were able to pull the trigger. Blood and Ruby were both hanging out on the doorstep on that play. Studebaker keeps the puck away from Hansen.
One minute remaining in the third period.
Carried back into the offensive zone by Minot. The back wall is Bozer. Bozer drops it off. Sent to the near side of the blue line. That one misplayed by Hansen. It's driven all the way up the ice and covered up by the goaltender, Toby Strand. 39.1 seconds left here in this third period. 7-3, Minot leading. Goals by Deal, Hansen, Deal, McCann, Hansen, Bast, and Nearing. The three goals scored by Mound have been Studebaker, Doshin, and Doshin. Minot will clear the puck out to neutral ice off that faceoff. 27 seconds left. Ruby tries to drive it back into Minot territory. It's stolen away. Back the other way. Here comes Zach Deal. Deal drops it off. Shot fired wide of the net of Ludowice. And now a 3-on-2 here for Mound Westonka. Swanson with a shot, missing wide. And that's going to do it, folks. Game 3 of 4 is in the books.
To the Minot Wolves.
The Wolves winners here today by a score of 7-3 over Mound Westonka. We will send the microphone back down to our PA announcer for today's announcement of the winning team. Again, a thank you to our on-air sponsors, Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's for sponsoring our broadcast here today online, paulbunyanhockey.com.
Have all players lined up on their respective blue lines for the...
And thanks to you for joining me. If you are going to stick around for the next game, thank you. But if you are listening just for these two teams, my name is Kelly Schultz. Thanks for joining me here during our broadcast of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. And they just announced Toby Strand.
Number two, Riley Hagen. Number three, Brazen Bozer. Number four, Dawson Knutson. Number 5, Anthony McIntosh. Number 6, Dylan Bast. Number 7, Zach Nearing. Number 8, Brock Jones. Number 9, Jaden Gilmore. Number 10, Zach Deal. Number 11, Dawson McCann. Number 12, Ben Svangstu. Number 16, Carson Valdez. And number 17, Owen Hansen. Squirt escort, Reese Mostad. And the coaches of the Minot Wolves, Brian Bauman, Danny Hansen, and team manager, Kristen McIntosh. Congratulations. Will the team come forward and get your trophy?
There you have it, the Lumberjack Bracket Champions, Minot Wolves.
Congratulations.
Winners 7-3 over Mound West Honka. Again, thanks for joining me. We've got one more game coming up. It's the championship game of our four-game day here from the Sanford Center. Championship bracket will be between Grand Forks and Hermantown, beginning about 2:30 this afternoon. That's about... Actually, they put 10 minutes up on the board. They're going to resurface, and we will come back. Again, thanks for tuning in. We go take a break and check in with our sponsors. Again, our final score, 7-3. We'll run through all of our scores from today, and we'll check in on that Bemidji score as well coming up.